Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, but today I'm going to pass that hat over to my friend on the other side of the table. Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, Mike, and I'm excited to put you on the hot seat, as we do every so often. But first, let's go over last week's challenge.
Yes, I said start with the phrase mind the gap. Change one letter to an S, then rearrange the result to spell a word starting with S that names an action that would most likely be unsafe in a subway tunnel. What is the word?
Well, what is the word?
Well, if you change the H to an S, you can spell stampeding.
So on August 9th, 1988, the Edmonton Oilers sent hockey great Wayne Gretzky to the LA Kings in a hugely controversial trade that made Gretzky an American star, but led some Canadians to question his patriotism. Today's quiz is all about major sports trades.
Okay.
So let's see how you do.
All right. I know about major sports, and I know what a trade is, so we should be okay.
First up, one of the most famous baseball trades in history happened off the field when Yankees Fritz Peterson and Mike Kikich completed a trade in 1972. What did the trade consist of? As a hint, it led general manager Lee McPhail to quip, "We may have to call off Family Day."
Did they trade their children?
Yeah, I'll give you that. They traded their families. The two couples were close. The two Yankees traded wives and children, and one of the two marriages has lasted until today.
Oh my gosh.
Number two, this catcher, a 12-time All-Star, played 6 seasons for the Dodgers and 8 for the Mets. Between them came 5 games for a third National League team in 1998. Who is the catcher and what was the middle team? And if you need a hint, he is one of the most iconic catchers in Mets history.
The catcher is Mike Piazza. I think I'm probably taking a shot in the dark. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Incorrect. but he did play for the Marlins.
Oh, the Florida Marlins at that time?
Great.
Yes.
Number three, Jets legend Joe Namath said the following, quote, "I think it's just a publicity stunt. I don't think they know what they're doing over there," end quote, about the trade that brought which hype-inducing quarterback to New York where he lasted just 1 season?
Tim Tebow.
Good for you. Number four, speaking through an interpreter, which outfielder who won a Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season in 2001 said he was excited because, quote, "he was going from a team with the most losses to a team with the most wins as he literally changed dugouts before a 2012 game."
That's Ichiro Suzuki.
That's right. Ichiro went from Seattle to the Yankees in a trade that was completed while the Yankees were in town to face Seattle. So he just changed dugouts. And in classic Ichiro fashion, the first thing he did as a New York Yankee was get a base hit.
No good for him.
And finally, perhaps the second most famous Chicago Bull. This player was drafted by Seattle in 1987 before being sent to accompany Michael Jordan in a draft day deal for someone called Olden Polonese and a second round pick.
Was that Scottie Pippen?
For you, Nothnagel. You nailed it. Well, Mike Nothnagel's not getting traded anytime soon. He went 5 for 5 this week. How well did you do? Let us know, quiz@wamc.org.
Or you can dribble on over to our website at wamc.org/anyquestions to look at the questions that Ian just gave to me, some other extra credit questions, or this week's challenge, which is Ian.
Start with the term trade deadline. Rearrange these letters into 3 words to name a phrase that can describe broken down trade talks. The first word has 8 letters, the second has 2, and the third has 3. What is the phrase? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. You get to work on that challenge, and Mike will get back to our regular places this time next week.
I will see you then.